Hi everyone, how are you doing? It's Jay here today, and this is a special pre-Christmas episode, and my voice has been voicing a bit thanks to Hamatani in Lagos. So we're going to keep this short and simple. So on today's episode, which is titled Christmas in Lagos, I got three people that I know. Yes, Laide, I've known her for over 10 years. Adesua, absolute sweetheart. I love her so much. She's become a friend, a very good friend of mine. The last couple of months, she's become a very good friend, and I love her a lot. And I have Bayo. Bayo is a podcaster. He's someone I met during one of the Ninja PodHub events, and he's such an amazing talent. So yeah, I'm really excited for you to hear what they had to say about how they spent Christmas or how they plan on spending Christmas in Lagos. So I know you're going to enjoy this. This is such an amazing episode you want to listen to. So grab your coffee. It's Christmas time, I mean, so you're allowed to eat everything you want to eat with sense. So grab your favorite snack. It's been a while I said this. Grab your favorite snack, favorite drink. You're going to enjoy the episode. But before we get into the episode, how do you celebrate Christmas in Lagos? How do you plan on celebrating Christmas in Lagos? For me, I'm just going to be home, sleeping, eating, and watching TV. I actually paid for an extra subscription on my DStv so that staying at home won't be boring. And there's also Netflix. I recently started watching Blood and Water and I'm obsessed. Oh my God, I am obsessed. Wade is my favorite character. I see I'm beginning to digress. So, trust me, you're going to enjoy this episode. Those are the things that I've been up to during my holiday, because I know you'll be wondering, oh, what's Jay up to? That's what I've been doing, just trying to rest. I've been sleeping a lot. Like, I wake up late, then I'm going back to sleep again in the afternoon. It's just been an absolutely amazing, amazing feeling. And I hope everyone is getting to rest this holiday. I hope you're having an amazing time. I hope you're doing things that you really love, because the year has been very stressful. So this is a time for you to, you know, step back, relax, and enjoy yourself. Don't overthink it too much, but also have safe fun. Have safe fun. So let's get into the episode proper. So this is episode 9, season 3. Yay! Christmas in Lagos. This is what they had to say about Christmas in Lagos. Enjoy!
We go tell them different stories.
Check, check, check. Ladies and gentlemen, you already know what time it is. It's the Story Time with Jay Podcast. If you're looking for stories, you get on plenty. If you're looking for fun, you full ground. If you're looking for words of wisdom, you're at the right destination. Welcome to the Story Time with Jay Podcast. It's time to tap in with the Energy Queen.
Hello, my name is Seals, and I'm a social media manager / content writer. I also host the podcast Hard Drops with Sibs. So, what's life for me as a Lagosian? Life for me as a Lagosian comes with mixed emotions. I have a love-hate relationship with Lagos. I love Lagos because of my people that are here, my friends, some of my family members, they live here. That's why I love Lagos. And it's not really about the Lagos, it's about the people that are there. And I hate Lagos because of traffic, because of stress, because of generator noise, all these things. Yeah. Because it's just, living in Lagos is like a full-time job. What do? I live in Lagos. Oh, people will sympathize with you. I digress. I haven't always spent my Christmases in Lagos, but let me just say most of them have been here because we all grew up here, me and my siblings, my parents and all that. So yeah, most of them have been in Lagos and it wasn't bad because, like I said, family is there. I don't really go out. It's just exchange food with your neighbors, exchange with your family members that live close by, go out maybe once in a while, you're back inside. I love it. But Christmas hype in Lagos is a scam. Let's just know. Let nobody lie to you. Christmas hype in Lagos is a scam. Why? Thank you for that question. Because you will be spending more money than you do usually spend. The same mojito that is 4-5 because of that December, it will be 6,000. there will be shows everywhere. Tickets are expensive. To buy food at the same at the party or at the venue of the rave or whatever you're attending, food, the food there is expensive. Why? Because it's 30 December. Who is doing birthday? Is it me? Is it me? Is it you? Is it not Jesus? Did he send you bill? Why are you? Why? What's going on?
Okay.
Now, things I actually like about Lagos, like the people, yeah, just the people, and then the beaches too. Like you can just, you know, take a day off, go to the beach, enjoy the water, just enjoy the quietness of nature. That's if you go to the private beaches or the really secluded ones, or if you go during the week and there are not too many people there, yes, you can enjoy Lagos. On those days, I can actually say, yes, I enjoy Lagos. Now, the one thing, many things, but let me just say hate. Hate is such a strong word to use for a place. And I really have no control over these things. But I don't like traffic. I don't like generator noise. I don't like, you know, dust and just the many things that come with living in Lagos, like dirty environment and all that. So, yeah. Generator noise is top on that list. I don't like that about Lagos. Now, the best way I've spent my holiday so far in Lagos is just with family, with friends, a few outings here and there. But I would mostly just... Last year, my Christmas was wonderful. Why? Because we cooked and ate in the house. I wore my Christmas pyjamas, watched television, ate, drank juice, all these things, just in the comfort of my home, stress-free. Yeah, so I enjoyed my Christmas last year a lot. Yeah, and then we had our friends over. My husband and I wore pyjamas. We had our friends over. They also wore pyjamas. We took pictures. Yeah, so that was fun. Videos and all that. And I don't know if you... I'm sure you can tell already that I'm an indoor person. So, yeah. I'm an indoor person. What's on my Christmas wish list? I don't know. I've never really been a person to have wish lists or anything like that. I mean, there are things I like, things I would like to have, but I don't have a wish list. I just tell God what I want and, you know, somebody around me will give me, or you provide money for me to buy that thing, or it will come to me as a gift or something. So I don't really have a wish list, but things I would like to enjoy this Christmas would be quiet family time. Not necessarily quiet, but just spending time with my family, watching TV, you know, eating, drinking, having fun, taking pictures. And yeah, I also like new wigs. I mean, you can't ever have enough wigs in this life. So if you're out there and you love me, send me wigs. Thank you. And one place I would really, really love to spend my Christmas, if I have to travel, then I would love to spend my Christmas somewhere like... I don't necessarily know what happens, you know, that time of the year in other places because I haven't been, but I'm just trying to imagine it as something magical, something wonderful. I would love to spend Christmas in Greece because personally I like Greece. So I would like to spend my Christmas there. I would like to spend my Christmas on an island somewhere with clear waters, just you in the nature with skies, beautiful skies, not the smoke polluted ones that are in Lagos. I digress once again, but moving on, I would like to spend my Christmas somewhere beautiful, just like a very beautiful city. I don't have specific places in mind like that, but yeah. And yeah, I already said I'm spending Christmas with my family this year, so yeah, love that for me. Please, I'm not old for Christmas clothes. I am not. If you give me Christmas clothes, I will collect it. In fact, let me start hinting my husband now that Christmas clothes, buy for me. Yeah, Christmas clothes, Christmas wig. I'm too old? What do you mean? I'm young at heart. I am a baby. So, my hot take on Christmas concerts, overpriced, unnecessary. Everybody stay at home, watch TV. That's it. And do I feel like fame affects how we celebrate when you go out with family and people recognize you? Yeah, I think that when I'm a celebrity, and I know what I said. I said when I'm a celebrity, I will... maybe go out even less because all that, oh, how are you? Let me take a picture with you. I may not respond how you want. So I would rather just be indoors, or I would just like go to really private places with my family. But I don't want to stop going out with my family because of anything. So I think I'll just choose that. Yeah. And then my final thoughts on Christmas is enjoy the season. enjoy, like, if you are, don't mind me talking about or condemning concerts and all that. If you enjoy concerts, please do that. I love that for you. I will enjoy the quietness of my home. Thank you. And I wish everybody would have a wonderful Christmas. I pray that, you know, the end of the year would be really beautiful for us. That's what I believe, and that's what I'm expecting, and I pray the same for you. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas, a beautiful way to end the year. I pray that it's truly beautiful, you enjoy the things that you love, and that next year will start, you know, fresh slates, new year, new you, just new hopes, new dreams, new goals, and I hope that you smash every single one of them. Thank you. Bye.
My name is Lady. I'm a media and comms professional. Been doing it for over 13 years. I'm a mom. I love being creative, basically. I love writing. Even though I haven't done... Well, I've done some in a while, but not the kind I like to do. I love music so much, and I love watching TV, basically. I love peace, basically. Yeah, that's me. 30 plus Lady loves peace. What's life like for me as a Lagosian? This I want to talk about. Horrible. And I can't even lie. It is absolutely frustrating. I don't know. Every day I wake up and I dread it. It's not life, basically. The traffic, the craziness, the mad driving. To put it simply, it's frustrating being in Lagos. Yes, Lagos has its nightlife and whatever, but that's just a fraction of it. On a daily basis, being in Lagos for me, it's frustrating, stressful. Yeah. Have I always spent Christmas in Lagos? Yeah, definitely. Although I would like to experience Christmas outside of Lagos, but so far, I've only experienced Christmas in Lagos during the same old types of... Okay, not really the same old type of activities, but basically just being in Lagos. So if it's not staying at home with the family, eating and whatnot, watching TV, it's going somewhere to just relax and just be out of your normal environment. Yeah. I think the Christmas hype in Lagos is a scam. Is there really a hype? Christmas hype? I don't think there's really a hype for Christmas in these parts, in Lagos basically. I wouldn't call the fact that there are a lot of concerts and everything hype. We've not really gotten into that Christmas spirit. I don't think we do anymore. I don't know, maybe that's just me. So whether it's a scam, I don't know whether it's a scam. I just know that things happen during Christmas. People go out, people enjoy, people have fun. I wouldn't say it's a scam. They're having fun, so yeah. But I don't think there's like this Christmas hype. People just do what they can to have fun during Christmas. And that's all. I'll move on. Funny enough, my favorite thing about living in Lagos... So I'm answering two questions with... I'm answering two questions now. My favorite thing about living in Lagos is what I hate the most about living in Lagos, which is like the people. So I like the people. I like who we are. I like our spirit. I like our creativity. I like everything about us. But we're also... I don't know. There's also a second side to us that I really detest. Yeah, so... But I have a lot of things that I hate about Lagos more than I like, though. I hate traffic. I hate the noise. I hate the fact that... I know this is not just... it's not just particular to Lagos. But I live in Lagos, so I can't really speak on any other place. So I hate the traffic. I hate the noise. I hate how everything is just so stressful. Like, getting anywhere is just so stressful. I hate the fact that most people want to take advantage of you. Yes, it's Lagos. You have to be sharp. You have to make money. So people look at that as an avenue. So if you don't shine your eye, people will buy you. So those are some of the things. I'm sure there are plenty other things that I hate. But I hate the area boys, the agberos, basically. The ones that disturb anyways. The ones that mind their business, that's their own cup of tea. I hate the agberos. I hate the downfall bosses because they never stay in their lane and they're just frustrating and everything. I don't want to sound like I hate Lagos, yeah, but there's a lot I detest about Lagos, and I also like a lot about Lagos. Yeah. Best way to spend your holiday in Lagos. Well, if you have money, go out, go to all the best concerts, go to the nicest restaurants that you buy, you the ones you've always wanted to try out. Just like, go out, you have fun, just go out basically and enjoy yourself. But you can also stay at home, bring some friends over, maybe you guys stay in a place, and then just watch TV, talk, laugh, do like some games, do like games nights, and just have like your phone games, not Truth or Dare. Those games that just make you laugh till you cry, and watch movies, like all the movies that you guys are, maybe old favorites or new favorites that you guys want to watch, just watch them, talk about it, laugh, eat everything that you've always wanted to eat. Like, yeah. Or you just stay at home and watch TV and be with your family. There's no one way to spend Christmas. There are different ways to enjoy Christmas. There will always be something happening during December. Just look for the kinds of events that you want. If it's food, if it's art, if it's music, just, yeah, pick and choose, basically. Am I an outdoorsy person or indoorsy person? I would say I prefer the indoors. Because I don't like stress, like, and I don't like to spend money, because by the time you leave the house and go somewhere, you're spending money, basically. But yeah, I have my moments when I want to just go out and all, but ultimately, I'm a homebody. What's on my Christmas wish list? Funny enough, I haven't really thought about what I want for Christmas, which is funny. I think my year has been like really frustrating and crazy. I know a lot of people can relate to it. It's been a choke, basically, if there's a better way to put it. I don't think there's another way to put it. It's not been the best of years. Okay, what do I want for Christmas? Let me speak material things now, and not if non-material things. I just want peace. I just want like a peaceful Christmas. I want peace, no stress, no frustration. But then material things, I don't know. I want money, because I don't know what I want right now. Maybe I need a new phone. I think I do. Maybe I need like a wig. I don't know. Maybe I need to do some stuff with my car. So basically, I need money. I need money. There's a lot I want to achieve like in the first quarter of next year. But I think the ultimate thing on my wish list now is money. I can't really think of the other things I want. Once I get that money, then I know, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. So yeah, that's the ultimate. That's my Christmas wish list. Money. One place in the world I would love to. I haven't really thought about that. I don't know. Anywhere but here. No, I wouldn't say anywhere but here, because it's not like Nigeria is like hell or anything, but just somewhere where people love Christmas, and you can just revel in Christmas and Christmas alone, and as beautiful and decorated. Everywhere is decorated. Everywhere just makes you just feel like, wow, this is a special time of the year. Just somewhere, no, that's not here, basically. I don't know where that is, but somewhere that's not here. Somewhere where Christmas is just magical, fun, and yeah. Am I spending Christmas alone? No, I'm not spending Christmas alone. I'm spending with my family, basically. My husband and my son and my extended family. Yeah, so it's just about dedicating time to everybody, friends, yeah. So no, I'm not spending Christmas alone. Although I would like some alone time during the Christmas period to just be able to just rest, basically, just without nobody talking to me. I would like that time. But yeah, no, I'm not spending Christmas alone. I don't think anybody's too old for Christmas clothes, except you. I don't know. I don't think you're too old for Christmas clothes. Like, get that. You have the money, get those clothes. I don't know, there's something about Christmas that just makes you want to buy something new. You're going out, you've worked all year. Even if you got clothes in November, like, I don't think you're too old for Christmas clothes. Let's get you some clothes. Nah, I'm not too old for Christmas clothes. What's my hot take on Christmas concerts? I don't know. I wouldn't say they're a waste of money, even though that's what I led with, but I don't know. Maybe they're a waste of money from what I've heard of all these concerts and the ones I've gone to in the past. So when I say the past, I'm like, maybe like 5 years ago. They always come late. It's just always a frustrating experience. So I'm like, why do I pay all this money to just be frustrated? Like, why? When I can just know. But if I know that you're coming to give me like a show, that you're not just going to be singing to like background music, and you're going to come at least respect me enough to come, respect the people that are paid enough to come early or a little early, then yeah, it's not a waste of time how much you spend, because that experience is not something that you get elsewhere. So I that's not bad. But if it's just going to be the same old rubbish, I feel like it's an overrated experience. I'd rather like a comedy show, or like just like a show filled with comedians and you're just laughing and all, or I don't know. but just something that is just worth the money that somebody is putting up. And all. Sometimes it's not even just the people that you're going to see, maybe the artist. It's just the fact that you and your friends are out, you're laughing, you're talking. So I don't know. For me, I think some of them are overrated. I think so. The rest of them, just a handful. Yeah, they're fine. Do I feel fame affects how I celebrate? This question is funny. Who am I? David. There's no fame, so I don't even know how to even push this, but I don't think anything affects how I celebrate Christmas. I just do what I need to do and move, keep it moving. Nothing affects how I celebrate Christmas. I just celebrate the Christmas that I know where my money reaches or where my enthusiasm reaches. Then I do what is needed, basically. So yeah, you know, I don't think fame or any or supposed fame affects how I celebrate Christmas. Nah, never. My final thoughts on Christmas. I always look forward to Christmas, and not for the reasons. I feel like it's when I can just. I feel like everybody's winding down. Offices are doing their parties, closing. Okay, let me just chip in now. Instead of those elaborate like concerts, look for office parties. Look for like house parties. Look for like all those things that don't involve too much paparazzi. I think those are some of the things that are even more enjoyable than the concert that you spend like 70k for and then you don't even get anything. Okay, so that's an aside. Final thoughts on Christmas. Well, just enjoy the Christmas that you want to enjoy. I don't know, everybody has how they want to celebrate their Christmas. So just do you, even if it's going for the concerts that I said I've already did. That's what's your business with my opinion. Like, just do what makes you happy. It's been a crazy year, stressful year if you're a Lagosian. It's been a stressful year. So just do what at the end of Christmas you're like, wow, this Christmas was dope. I enjoyed it. I had fun and everything. And yeah, I always look forward to Christmas because I feel like it's time to rest. It's time to just spend time with family. Yeah, so I think everybody should just do the same. Let your head down. Take your leave if you haven't. Take your leave at this point. I always like to take my leave in December because of the craziness. And there's always false scarcity in December. I don't understand why. So just, yeah, take your leave because there's even false scarcity now. Take your leave, rest. Don't let this Lagos kill you. Just rest and leave Lagos if you can. I can't leave Lagos. I was hoping to go to Ibadan, but I can't even test myself with all this news about kidnapping and everything. So just rest, do what you need to do before you know it, January is here, you're back to work, you're back to being frustrated by staff bus drivers on Third Milan Bridge who are trying to enter your phone without signaling. Okay, that was a little bit too specific, but yeah, just Christmas is fun, celebrate it, decorate if you can, if you want, go out, have fun, yeah. So Christmas is wonderful. Merry Christmas. If you're listening, Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Don't forget the reason for the season or reason for the season. Don't forget those that don't have around you. Yeah, I know that it's always a time for people to give. But sometimes you neglect the people that are around you that need. And yeah, give people, but don't forget the people around you that need. Have fun. Like, do things that will just make you feel like when you get back to work in January, you're not like grumbling or anything, and go to all the concerts you want to go to, and yeah, just have fun and just be merry, basically. So Merry Christmas, wish you a wonderful, joyous, special, stressless, no Lagos traffic type of Christmas. Yeah, thank you.
Who is Bayo? Bayo is a funny guy, yeah, and a couple of people have decided to tag him a comedian, maybe because he also hosts a comedy podcast, What a Joke, which just so happens to be the best comedy podcast in Africa. I'm not being proud, I literally have the award to back it up. I'm also a writer, a voiceover artist. During the week, I'm an engineer. I'm not proud of it. I'm so sorry. And an all-round creative guy. I love swimming, and you guys don't care about that, so I'm also single, but not searching. So the information might be useless to you, but I just felt like putting it out there. Now, What's life for me like as a Lagosian? See, a lot of people complain about life in Lagos. Me, I like it. I think maybe for me, one thing is I didn't grow up in Lagos. And so, you know, even though I've been here for, give or take school time, in the past 5 years, it's still kind of shiny to me. I mean, yeah, people complain about traffic and all that, but it usually doesn't affect me because work is close by. I don't go out during rush hours. The few times I do get caught up is bad luck. But like, I don't know, minus the fact that, you know, I've lost 3 phones in 1 year, Lagos has been pretty fun. Yeah. Have I always spent Christmas in Lagos? No. I think, minus maybe the first 5 years of my life, I've probably spent maybe 5 Christmases in Lagos. The last one I can remember is 2019. Yeah, 2019. I was in Lagos for 2019 Christmas. But this is my first official Christmas as someone who is going through the plague we call adulting. Or, you know, somebody who adulting is going through. I think that's more appropriate. Yeah, most Christmases I spend in Ekiti with my mom's family, or, well, when I lived in Calabar, it was usually in Calabar. Sometimes I would go for the carnival and so on. Do I feel like the Christmas hype in Lagos is a scam? No. Christmas in Lagos is everything. It doesn't matter who you are. If you're the most religious person, you will have an amazing Christmas. If you are a heathen, you will have an amazing Christmas. I mean, Christmas in Lagos is, in quotes, Dirty December or Divine December, depending on who you are. And like, there's something for everybody. So, I mean, the hype is all dependent on the person. Favorite thing about living in Lagos? Well, it has to be the people. Because Lagos is what you would call the land of opportunity. Even though, you know, there's opportunities everywhere. But, you know, I want to go to the place where the people have been seeing the opportunity since. And in terms of networking, especially for somebody who works in the creative field, the possibilities are endless. You go for almost anything and there's likelihood you bump into somebody who could easily fit into your network. I recently went for a film screening for a short film I worked on. I wrote the script. And there I met another screenwriter and we started talking, hit it off. And it's been really cool. So yeah, that's probably my favorite thing about living in Lagos. Also, Jumia deliveries are fast. Best way I plan to spend my holiday in Lagos. Well, now that I'm an adult, I am going to stay in my house and sleep. Because the past 11 months have been no joke. What? And honestly, yeah, it might be boring, but I need to recuperate. Eh? I don't have children yet. Please, I need to relax. I need to relax. I am both an indoor and outdoorsy person. It's like if I've been indoors for too long, my body will start to scratch me, you know? Let me go out. And the thing is, there are weeks that I go out, maybe out of the 7 days, I might go out 5 days, sometimes in a row. And after that stretch, I'm like, yeah, I need to stay inside for a stretch of time. Nobody should see me. But yeah, it's both. I am both. What is on my Christmas wish list? A break. I need a break. Like, I just need time to reevaluate a lot of things. I just want a break. Yeah, this year, something's happened that should not have happened. One, NYSC. But it's fine. I'm a forgiving person. Nigeria, I forgive you. Christmas playlists. I mean, there's really just one artist I listen to in regards to that, at least maybe since last year. Sarah Sparks. She's a folk artist. and she has this amazing Christmas album, Advent Part 1. The follow-up is Advent Part 2, I think. Or I can't remember what the follow-up is called, but then that one is about Easter. Advent is about Christmas. And she's really good, really good. Yeah, chill vibes. One place in the world I would rather spend Christmas. I think this is a tough question because, I mean, I'm an adventurous person, but I don't really deep the idea. Like, it's not really something on my head where else I would rather be. But I guess I could say, I want to say the US, but no. I want to say the UK. Like, everywhere I would say is maybe just somewhere my cousins are. I can just see them after like such a long time. You know what? Mexico. Am I spending Christmas alone or with family? I'm spending Christmas with family. Yeah. Am I too old for... Nobody is too old for Christmas clothes, eh? Please. Let's be clear on that. What is my hot take on Christmas concerts in Lagos? It's a lot. But personally, concerts aren't my thing because if I was ever going to go for a concert, I have to be backstage. It's not a matter of pride or anything, but my social battery would die after 10 minutes with that much going on around. Mm-mm. But like, yeah, it's a cool thing because it's one form of tourism in a sense. Like I mentioned earlier, I used to attend Calabar carnivals and there were concerts amongst other stuff. And those were some of the attractions. Like, if December in Lagos did not have concerts, a lot of people will not know how to spend their money. My bank account is always available. But, you know, now that they have concerts, they... Forget I said that. But I feel like fame affects how you celebrate. Well, I think the only place that anybody has recognized me, or the only places anybody has recognized me, they don't even recognize me in my church. They knew me. They now found out other stuff that I did. Well, like I mentioned, I'm a bloody copper. And on my CDS, I think somebody randomly tapped me and said I'm one of our favorite content creators. And I'm like, what? Me? Whittle old me? But then, if I wanted to put myself in the shoes of people who are actually famous, I would say it can. If one person recognizes you, it's fun. If two people recognize you, oh, that's cool. If like 100 different people recognize you, it can get very tiring and a bit uncomfortable, especially when people start clamoring around. You know, if people see somebody like a celebrity they love, most times they're not just going to wave and continue with their lives. They'll come and they'll surround you, and yeah, it can affect it, to be honest. Final thoughts on Christmas. I think personally I'm Christian, and Christmas is a Christian holiday, and anybody can celebrate it regardless of your culture, regardless of your religion. But over the years, I know a lot of people keep saying, oh, this Christmas isn't Christmasing like all the other Christmases that have Christmased. You know, they've lost the Christmas spirit, Christmas vibe. I think generally and this is going to be the corniest thing I've said, but it's the kind of thing that would happen when you forget the reason. I'm not going to say the rest of the bit, but you know, the reason. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's really simply celebrating the birth of Jesus, an event that quite literally changed history, whether or not you believe in everything else or not. Christmas greetings. Please, you know, shameless plug, listen to the What a Joke podcast. And I would love it if you followed me at Oduolebayo on Instagram and Twitter. Like I said, if there were no concerts and you don't know what to do with money, my bank account is open.
So, I'm back, and I know that you enjoyed this episode. For every time I've told you that, I know you're going to enjoy this episode. Trust me, it's always on point. I like the fact that one thing they had in common is Lagos and traffic, 5 and 6. Oh my goodness. And then they talk about concerts. all year, like my Spotify Wrapped when it came out and Asake was number 4, I wasn't surprised because of how much I listened to that album. Like, I know the song that's going to come out. Like, if I had the opportunity to go for his concert, like, if he plays a particular song, I know the song that's going to come after. And it was that bad, you know? And when the ticket money came out and I saw 70K for VIP, I was like, Justina, 70K, yeah, you know? Hopefully, I pray and I hope that, you know, I get to that point where 70K for a concert isn't a big deal. But obviously right now, it's a big deal, you know? And then there was talk about wish list. You know, there was something Sue said that was very important. Like, you just ask God, you know? This is what I want. And he makes it available. I want an Apple Watch. And I want a chestnut colored wig. That's what I want for Christmas. So if you're out there, you're listening, and it's touching your heart, inside your soul, that you should gift it to me. Please, don't waste time. As you are listening, just be ordering for it. But I mean, I'm really obsessed with that color right now. Chestnut colored, you know, wigs. So yeah, I mean, why not? So for me, this holiday, I'm nursing, currently nursing a cold. I'm sure you can tell from my voice. Like, I've been indoors. I've not been going anywhere. Like, for me, Christmas is just always about being inside the house, watching TV, and making sure that there's food, you know, for me to eat. That's very important. That's just really what Christmas is about. Just chilling, resting. And this one, I'm very intentional about how I want to rest. Just making sure that I nap twice a day. It's not too much. You know, I wake up from the proper night sleep, and then there's the afternoon sleep. So thank you so much, Bayo. Thank you so much, Seuss. Thank you so much, Laide, for, you know, lending your voice to this episode and for letting everyone that is in Lagos and is not in Lagos is, you know, celebrate Christmas according to your pocket. That's one thing I'm going to leave everyone with. Celebrate Christmas according to your pocket. And please, like I said in the intro, have safe fun. Don't do anything stupid. Don't drink and drive. I know it's so easy for us to get carried away by the holiday festive mood and the festive spirit. And, you know, you just want to just be carefree. But also realize that there are people that love you at home. So your actions, you know, they carry consequences. You're not the only one that will be affected by the consequences of your actions. Your loved ones will also feel the consequences. So please, I love you all. Thank you for listening to this episode. What's on your Christmas wish list? What do you want for Christmas? How are you spending your Christmas? If you're like Bayo and this is the first time you're spending Christmas in Lagos in a long time or in forever or in Neverland, you know, what are you doing? What are your expectations for the holidays? What have you done so far? I look forward to hearing your answers, reading your answers, and, you know, just hearing what you have to say about how you spend Christmas or how you plan on spending Christmas, how you've spent Christmas, how you plan on spending Christmas this year. I wish everyone an amazing, amazing holiday. Merry Christmas in advance, and please enjoy your holiday. I'll catch you on the final episode of this season, or season 3, next week, by God's special grace. I love you all so much. Continue to create beautiful memories. Continue to create special memories. And please stay safe. Bye. I'll catch you next week. Bye. Bye.